time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Evening, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Thursday evening to everybody. Live from Parks Casino Street Row, Ben Sale in the Sportsbook. It's Cuz's Corner. We're back at Parks, back at the Sportsbook. Loving it. We got basketball tonight in a half hour. It tips off. Utah, New Orleans, followed by Lakers and Clippers. Welcome back, hoops. Welcome back, basketball, as we are here live at Parks Casino. Don't forget, download the app, man. All the goodies. We're going to go through all the games for you this weekend, all the stuff. You know, without a doubt, we'll get you started. I'm curious to see what you think as we look at our first weekend with NBA and NHL back. It's going to be a lot of fun as we hang out. I'm so excited to be back in right here in the sports book, looking at all the games, looking at everything. I got baseball, I got golf, we got football highlights. It's been a long time, man. It really has. It's been forever since we've been able to kind of enjoy our games. And listen, I say let's do it. Let's enjoy it while they're still playing, because who knows what's going to happen. So right here, for sure, as we hang out and go through all the games, I want to talk to you guys. First, it's funny, I got my man Brad Feinberg, who used to join me every Thursday. In fact, he'll be on next week to talk and analyze all the games. But he made sure to tell me that he's got a good feeling about the Sixers. And I do, too. I'm going to start it off with, I have really good feelings about both the Flyers and the Sixers. First of all, I thoroughly enjoyed Mike's show today. I always enjoy Mikey's show today. Mike's show all the time with Tyrone and Ned. But I love the concept when they were picking the teams, the all-time Flyer teams. And it started to get me excited for it to return. And I look at both these teams. And Brad talked about the Sixers. I'm really bullish on them. You saw them during the scrimmages. You saw that they came to play. You saw that they were spirited. And I got to tell you, I look at the rest of the conference. And is there anyone that scares you? I mean, other than Milwaukee. Milwaukee's legit, because Milwaukee was clearly the best team in the Eastern Conference. But I keep going back to the rest of it. And it's funny, we've had these Thursday night conversations about the Sixers in the past, where I sat here and said, I know that they're struggling right now, but I still believe they're built for 16. And here we are on the restart, 2020 2.0, with the 8 games left in the season to kind of play in to finish the seeding, and then the playoffs, and we're going to have built for 16, and I think they are. I look at the potential matchups, and people want to talk about Boston. There is no way they're going to lose to Boston. No way they lose to the Celtics. And right here at Parks, the Sixers are 20-1 to win it all. 20-1 to win it all. But I look at each of the matchups, and you know they play. They're only going to go as strong as your defense is, right? And they're going to play real strong defense. They did this without Embiid. Embiid comes back from the calf. They're going to be really strong. They match up well with the Celtics. I don't think Toronto's got enough to beat them. And I don't think Indiana or Miami, I don't think those teams are good enough. I think it comes down to the Sixers and the Bucks. I just that's as I kind of look at them now, and I really needed to see how they come back, how they came back. Did they come back wanting to play? And you saw Ben, and Ben looked like he wanted to play. And then you saw Tobias Harris came back with a plan, wanted to be a leader, right? He was the leader in the bubble. So you looked at their mentality. I wanted to see how their mentality was. And their mentality to me was they want to play. You can see how good Thibel looked, right? So Thibel looked good. He was, the break did him well. So from that perspective, I just think they're going to be, they came back with the right frame of mind. So that tells me something. And it's the same thing when I look at the Flyers and you watched, and again, these are just exhibition games, right? But when I looked at the Flyers, they came back, they were excited to be there. So that's the first one, because half the teams are going to be excited and the other half are going to be reticent. And so you can eliminate a handful of teams just for being reticent and not wanting to play. And then it comes down to those that want to play. And you can see, and you got, you know, Clippers and Lakers, obviously, in the Western Conference. But, you know, I expect Milwaukee to be ready to play. You know, it'll be the Powers. It'll be Milwaukee. It'll be Toronto. It'll be Boston and Miami. But the Sixers are right there. And it's the same thing with the Flyers. I think the Flyers, I look at this team, and I'm just bullish. I'm completely bullish. All right, let's get down to your opinions. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Here we go. I got the lines. Let's start off with basketball tonight as we are live from the Park Sportsbook right here, Street Road and in Bensalem. I have the numbers in front of me. Tonight, the Pelicans are 2.5 over Utah, and the Lakers are 5 over the Clippers. I like both dogs tonight. I think both dogs can win the game outright. I think the Lakers are a little bit high. I think everybody thinks, look, LeBron's going to come back. And well, but that Clipper team, to me, is still the best team in the NBA. When you have Kawhi, Paul George, I still think they're the best team in the NBA. So that's tonight in your doubleheader, 6:30. Don't forget, download the Park Sportsbook app. And that game's at 6:30, the Pelicans, Jazz, and then 9 o'clock, Lakers and Clippers. And then, you know what's going to be fun? Is that all day during the week, we're going to have basketball from the bubble in Orlando. So tomorrow, the game starts at 2:30. How great is that? Friday afternoon, baskets. Magic, 7 over Brooklyn. Brooklyn is heavily depleted. They're one of those teams that are going to come in and just to get out. So I'd look to go against Brooklyn early and often. Magic, 7-point favorite over the Nets. Then at 4 o'clock from the bubble, 2 games. Portland and Memphis. Trailblazers is a 2-point favorite. It looks light to me. And then the Wizards and the Suns. The Suns are a 7-point favorite over Washington. And we'll give you some more picks as the day goes on. But the great game tomorrow night, 6:30. Milwaukee and Boston. Bucks 5-point favorite over the Celtics. That's tomorrow at 6:30. You got Spurs, Kings tomorrow night. Another great game. Dallas and Houston. Mavericks a 1-point favorite over the Rockets tomorrow night. And then Saturday, you know the deal. There's a handful of games. Denver, Miami to start off at 1 o'clock. Utah and OKC at 3:30. Clippers, Pelicans at 6 o'clock. And then we get it started. 7 o'clock Saturday night. Sixers and Pacers. It's going to be incredible. Sixers right now are a 6-point favorite over Indiana. And then the last game tomorrow night is Lakers and Toronto. So that's your NBA schedule. And I'm curious to see where you're at with the Sixers. your Flyer schedule. Saturday, here's the round robin. At noon, Rangers and Hurricane. At 3 o'clock, great game, Edmonton, Chicago, so the Oilers and Blackhawks play. 4 o'clock, Panthers and the Islanders. And then the Penguins and Canadiens tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, or Saturday night, 8 o'clock. And the late night game Saturday night, Calgary and Winnipeg. And then on Sunday, this is when we get it started, Flyers and Bruins at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So we got Sixers on at 7, Saturday night against the Pacers, Flyers against the Bruins at 3 o'clock. And I don't want to, it's going to sound stupid, because it's just sports, right? But being without it for this long, I don't want to take it for granted. I kind of want to immerse myself into it, and I just want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy like every moment of it. I'm just looking at the Stanley Cup. The odds to win the Stanley Cup, the Flyers are 10-1 odds on the Park Sportsbook app. They're fifth. Boston's the favorite at +650. Tampa Bay, they're +650. Vegas is 8-1. Colorado is 9-1. And the Flyers and the Blues and Washington, they're all tied at 10-1 to win the Stanley Cup. So there's your setup for all the odds. Tyler, can you believe this? It's finally here.
You know, it's been way, way, way too long, Anthony, and I am so, so excited to have this back. I can't wait. We've got 18 minutes till NBA real basketball's back.
No, dude, it's so stupid. I'm a grown man, and I'm counting down minutes. It's funny. We're here at Parks, right? And we have all the necessary safety precautions going on at Parks, and we're doing the broadcast, and the Gruss is the engineer for the broadcast. Now, Tyler, you know the Gruss.
Of course.
He's our head engineer at our station and all the stations in the Beasley Media Group. But the Gruss is a hater.
No.
Yeah, the Gruss is looking at me because he's always been a Grinch. I know the Gruss when he was living in L.A. and he was a big shot at Fox Sports Radio. And the Gruss has always been a Grinch. We were in Minnesota together. And he might as well have been hell for him being in Minnesota. Kind of was cold.
I mean, it was like -40 degrees out there.
It's a Super Bowl. You have to tell Russ. It's a Super Bowl, man.
Well, that's just so Philadelphia that every other Super Bowl's in a dome or in a warm city, and the Eagles had to go to, you know, the frozen tundra.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Don't matter. But the Russ, like, he's looking at me like, why is this dude so excited over sports coming back? Right? Like, I can hear what's going on in his mind. Like, the you're a loser. What's wrong with you? Get a life. These are all the thought bubbles that are popping out of the Gruss's mind. And I'll own it. I got no problem owning it, Tyler. None whatsoever.
Well, I will tell you this. So my brother is not a sports guy either. And it's funny because he and I are polar opposites. But he's got a whole lot less to worry about Sunday afternoon and Tuesday night and, you know, worrying about when do the Pelicans and Jazz tip off in 16 minutes. So maybe it's stress relieving. Who knows?
Yeah. Listen, you know how for us, it's the center of our universe, right? And it is stress relieving. Being able to watch a game. You know how important that is to be able to watch a game?
Oh, absolutely.
And just to sit back and not lose yourself in a ball game, right? I'm watching a baseball game now. Or watching the NBA. Watching the NHL. When you can lose yourself in a game, life's good. I think that's the moral of the story, Todd.
I think you and I are very similar, where we'll pretty much sit down and watch just about anything that's on. Doesn't have to be Philly sports. As long as you give me competition, I'm in.
Yeah, and that's why it's been great to have in baseball. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I can't rip it, right? Like, I've been trying. I can't rip the game itself. I've been trying to not be a hypercritic and to just enjoy kind of the moment. And I think that's the biggest thing. By the way, some NFL news. LeSean McCoy, according to ESPN, has reached a deal with Tampa Bay. So he's going to play for the Bucs. Meanwhile, the Bills rookies were sent home after testing positive for the virus. Like, I keep going back to the NFL. And they see what happened in baseball. How in the world are they going to play football? And we're all hoping it. And you saw today, the SEC, this is the big news, the SEC is playing a 10-game schedule, conference only. So they're going to follow suit like the ACC, and they're going to try to go and play college football. Tyler, that's one thing I didn't even understand. How in the world you can think about playing college football half these campuses aren't even open?
It's a great question. The campuses aren't open, and on top of that, more than anything, my concern is I'm worried about the safety of NFL players who are paid athletes who get paid to do this job. These are kids who make no money off their likeness, their jersey, their play. You know, they're 18 to 22-year-old kids. That is a very difficult situation to put them in.
I know. And I'm shocked, quite frankly. I'm shocked that they would try to go actually and play. I know there's a lot of money, a lot of revenue at stake, but there's no way in the world. How in the world can you possibly play college football with the state of campuses amid the pandemic? It's amazing to me.
I would have to take a long, long consideration about not playing.
I agree. All right, you gotta get your picks ready because we're gonna be going through games and we're gonna make our selections for today. I gave you your lines for the NBA and the NHL. We got baseball tonight. Have you been enjoying the baseball? I mean, Phillies aside, virus aside, have you been enjoying it at all?
I have. And you know who I've really been enjoying to watch? It's two teams in particular, and it's two teams that don't spend a lot of money. It's the Oakland A's and the Tampa Bay Rays. I've really enjoyed watching both of those teams play and how the Rays especially have constructed their pitching staff. They're good.
Yeah. Tampa's a good – that's a good squad.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm with you. No, I've been trying to watch it because you don't know if it's just going to evaporate and disappear. But it's been putting these games on has been terrific, like background. It's almost been a calming, soothing effect.
I would agree with you. It's even if you're not fully invested, it gives you something.
Yeah. No, it's true. It really is. That's what this whole thing's back again. We'll kind of dive through all these things and all that, but I want to really kind of hone in tonight on looking at Sixers and looking at the Flyers. And I want your confidence level in both teams reaching the conference finals. Do you see the Sixers putting on a run to get to the conference finals, playing a Milwaukee and being in the mix? And do you see the Flyers doing the same thing? And what will it mean for you? And I'm curious, I heard a lot of people, there's some excitement. I think more excitement over the Flyers right now. I think there's more confidence in the Flyers, and I understand that. But I think Flyers probably have the most more confidence. And what's been the tone for you guys, you and Devon, at night with the Sixers? It's been pretty good with me in the afternoon.
It's been a lot of confidence. There are doubts, there are worries, but I don't think there's a ton of sky is falling type calls and type reactions. So it's been a lot of confidence from the player standpoint. I think the biggest concern for a lot of people is Brett Brown.
Yeah, I keep going back to the. I look at the starting lineup, and I think with Matisse being as active as he's been, and looking the way he's been, I know you and Devon, because you both love Ben playing off the ball.
We do,
and I understand why with Shake. But you remember we had this conversation.
Yeah, not 2 weeks ago it was, I think.
Yeah, you were filling in for the Tunis, and we were talking about this because it had first come down, and I was kind of on the fence, and Devon made some great points, and boy, it looked great in the first scrimmage. But what I keep going back to is if Ben's going to shoot and is going to be active, what's the difference in him being active with the ball in his hands?
I don't really know if there is one. I think that it's just really, I think that whatever, for me, whatever works, you know, if it works with him with the ball in his hands, if it works with him in the at the four spot and the dunker spot, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather be wrong and the Sixers succeed than try to force a narrative that I'm right and then fail.
I agree with you. That goes without saying. And I see the merits. Like, I definitely see, we saw that on display in the first game. And he was very active. There was a lot of movement with Shake as the point guard. But I still think you should incorporate that. But I just think, I think Richardson should have the ball and run the Jimmy Butler half the time in the half court offense. Because he can do it.
So are you keeping Shake as a primary ball handler off the bench as the sixth or seventh man? Okay.
Yeah, I still want Shake and Horford off the bench.
Give you a little bit more firepower off the bench.
Yeah, yeah. And I love their defense. To me, they're going to go as long as their defense is so strong, that's what's going to propel them. And you saw the deflections that Matisse had. That when he and Simmons, they swarm you. And I just look at those two, and I want them on the floor together, and I want them disrupting, and I want to run. And that's how I want to try to play. And we'll talk about it. I want to hear from you guys now on the state of the Sixers, the state of the Flyers, what you guys think. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Cuz Corner. We're back at Cuz's Corner, Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 6:30, getting ready for tip of the first game, Pelicans. And how about this? We got Pelicans Jazz tonight. Here you go. Zion is expected to play in short bursts tonight. So he's going to wind up playing in the, I'm just looking at it, he's going to play in these short bursts of minutes. So it looks like he's going to be on some sort of restriction here. The Clippers are without Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell. They're out. But here's the thing, and this is why I think people are sleeping on the Clippers, because everybody's about the Lakers. First of all, Anthony Davis is questionable. Now, I think he winds up playing, but he might have a minutes restriction. And you can see him kind of come in. He's probably Dwight Howard to get some run. Kuzma gets some run. But if you're going to limit AD, I think they got issues against the Clippers. Because the Clippers still have Reggie Jackson. And I think he winds up playing 30-plus minutes tonight. And he can play along with Paul George and Kawhi. So with if Anthony Davis is somewhat limited in the game, I'm telling you, all the line, everybody's pointing and loving the Lakers. I think the Clippers win it, Ty. Did I sway you?
I don't think that they're going to win the game, but I think they cover. I think it's a close game. I think it's a 2-3 point game.
Sorry, you like them with me then. You like the Clippers.
I like them with the points, and I like them as a team. You know, moving forward too. I would expect, barring something crazy to happen, that this is going to be the Western Conference Finals matchup.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not a big Rockets guy.
I'm not either. I think they're too small.
I hate them, in fact. I hate the way they play the game. I do. I hate the way they play the game.
Robert Covington at the center or P.J. Tucker at the center. I mean, Anthony Davis will take that team to town.
Right, because all you're going to wind up doing is jacking up threes. And I just don't think you can win playoff series by jacking up threes. I don't see it.
I think that they're going to probably win some games like 130 to 125, and then they're going to lose some games where they're just not hitting, and they lose 110 to, you know, 80.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm just looking at the NHL futures, and there's some interesting long shots here. Because the one thing of the NHL, I love the Flyers at 10 to 1. They can't beat the Blues. I mean, they're a better team. They're strong all throughout. Like, that lineup is really good. And I think they have the best goalie tandem in the league. So I like them at 10-1. You know, the Rangers are 40-1.
That's a team that is going to be really, really good for a really long time. They've got those two young goalies, and whomever they decide has ended up the number one, they're going to be really good.
That's not bad. I mean, 40-1. Nashville, 35-1. Tyler.
I think Pekarene is done.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
It's a good team. I just think that he has had to shoulder too much of the load for too long. Yeah. And I think he's worn down.
So here you go. Pittsburgh. And we had Coatsy on the other day, and Coatsy said the team to watch out, that nobody wants to play, that the layoff has helped the most, the Penguins. And the Penguins are 15-1.
Isn't Coatsy employed by the Flyers? Come on now.
No.
He's
just talking about in general. Like,
no,
I
agree with them. They're good.
Aren't they?
And they're rested.
Yeah. That's pretty scary. NBA long shots. So, I'm just reading a story. 6% of all NBA wagers are on the Sixers. I mean, 20-1? Am I nuts to think they have a shot?
Talent-wise, no. No, I think they've got the talent to make a run. I'm just worried about, you know, consistency in coaching.
Yeah, but I agree that let me ask you this: is he that bad of a coach? Because I'm guilty. I want to raise my hand that I give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, Brett frustrates me sometimes too, but sometimes we talk about him like he's a bad coach. He's not a bad coach.
No, he's a good coach. I just need him to be great to get the job done.
See, I think the problem is he wants to play a system. I think Brett's biggest issue is, it's almost like you look at Alain Vigneault comes in, and that system just works. It worked with the talent the Flyers had, right? I look at the Sixers, and Brett wants to play jack-em-up threes. He wants to play jack-em-up threes, and they don't have... they don't have the talent to play that way. That up-tempo and bomb away.
I wonder if he would love, absolutely adore, to coach the Rockets right now.
Well, he loves Euro teams. Look at this. The Sixers to win the East. plus 750 on the Parks app. Don't forget, use code FNAC. You get a free $500 wager. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Got to be in Pennsylvania. The Sixers plus 750 to win the East. The Bucks are minus 167. Do they deserve to be that kind of favorite?
I think based on the regular season, yes. But if I'm putting money down, I'm not putting money on them because it's just the return is not great.
Yeah, but forget about just putting money on them. But 167 to be that kind of favorite when you're coming off, nobody knows what's going to happen. You're coming off this long layoff. If anything, it could hurt them. I'm not saying it will, but there's certainly more of a chance that it hurts them than anything else.
I think that if there's any team that stands the most to lose by sitting around, it's them. Because, I mean, they lost, what, 12 games all year? I think there were 53 or 54 and 12.
The rhythm of winning.
Sure.
Right? They had a rhythm of winning is what they had. Look at this. You ready? The Celtics, take a guess, the top six teams in the East in order.
Okay. In terms of the odds to win it?
In terms of the odds to get out of the East.
Okay. I would say it's the Bucks one, obviously. I would say that I think Vegas might like the Celtics more than they like the Raptors.
They like Toronto.
Oh, do they? Okay. All right. That's fair.
So Toronto's number two.
So then, is it the Celtics three?
Or is it the Heat? Sixers are three.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I feel a little bit more confident.
Bucks, Raptors, Sixers, Celtics.
And you don't like the Celtics.
I don't like the Celtics. I don't see the Celtics. I don't see it. And I love the Sixers in a matchup with Boston. Look, the only time Boston beat the Sixers was on a Saturday night. I think it was in February. And if you remember, the Sixers were on a trip. It was bad. It got ugly. They had lost Thursday. The Thursday night they had lost in Atlanta. Trae Young goes for like a double-double in the first quarter. You remember that game?
I do. I remember. There was nothing they could do.
Right, right. And there was. I think Richardson was out. They go to Boston, and it's a Saturday night. Kemba Walker didn't play. And I remember thinking, oh, all right, well, they'll get well against the Celtics. They'll win the game. No Kemba. Boston wins. The Sixers go on to play Miami that Monday night. They lose again. That's when Ben stays over. They got blown out. And then the following Thursday, they go to Milwaukee and get beat again. And they had lost four in a row. So that was the only win that Boston gave, that Boston beat the Sixers. And it was kind of funky. It was without Kemba Walker, and the Sixers were mired in a bad losing streak. See, I keep going back down to it. Think about this, Tyler. If I want to match you up, right, and just bear with me. I'm going to have Matisse in the starting line just for this for the matchup.
Okay.
So I'm going to put Ben on Tatum. I'm going to put Matisse on Kemba to distract because he can't shoot over that kind of size.
He would frustrate Kemba. Matisse would.
He would. Ben locks down Tatum. Matisse locks down Kemba. I could put Jay Rich on Hayward. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess the only matchup that would worry me at that point would be Jaylen Brown with Tobias.
Actually, I would put Tobias on Hayward. Because
and Richardson with Brown.
Yeah, I think I would put Jay Rich there. And then you can remember Embiid played Tatum a couple times. He switched off on him a few times. You remember when he guarded him?
Vaguely. I'll have to go back and watch the tape.
So, you don't need to go back and watch the tape. You can go back and watch the tape?
Yeah, you know me. I'm a scholar of all the games.
I just
like yourself.
That. I love you, man. It's funny. All the guys on the text board, they love you. They love you and the Tunis.
That's too kind. You.
So he's a great kid. He goes, one thing about 97.5 The Fanatic, they got some great young guys, likable young dudes. And they included you in it.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. There you go. So I look at those matchups and I go, that's Sixers all day long. The only way Boston's going to have to shoot the lights out, and I just think the Sixers in their face are not going to let it happen. All right, picks wise, going over the card. Anything Friday you like? I'll give you the Magic early tomorrow, and I'll give you Dallas -1 over the Rockets tomorrow night.
Okay. Tomorrow night, I'm trying to find one that I really like, and I gotta get this line because I think that there's one particular, it's a 4 o'clock game, it's a matchup of two bad teams, but I think that the Wizards have, despite the fact that they are, quote, still in it, are gonna have nothing to play for. So, what's the line on that between them and the Suns?
Here at Parks, the Wizards are catching 7.
Oh, wow, that's high.
Yeah, the Suns. How about the Suns? A 7-point favorite over Washington.
You know what? I stand by that. I like that. It's high, but I think that the Suns are going to play for some kind of next season.
Point, it's telling you something.
What's that?
I think to your point that line's. Is making your point for you.
Yeah, I think so. I'm gonna take the Suns in that one. I like that a lot. And then I have to agree with you on the Rockets Mavericks game. I think the Mavericks are, you know, they're 13 games over, but I think they're better than that. And the Rockets, Porzingis is going to give them a lot of trouble.
Right.
Porzingis, yeah, I've got to agree with you.
Who's going to stop Porzingis? Between Porzingis and Doncic, they play no defense. Who stops those two? I think we just sussed it out. Now, Sixers 6 over the Pacers. Now, the line, that's a big line.
It is.
Now, I was in Indianapolis with the Sixers. It was a Monday night. In fact, it was, I can't even tell you, it was the Monday night, January, I think, 13th. It was the day the National championship game with LSU. And the Sixers, they had a trip. They were in Dallas and Indiana. And I was on the trip with them. And remember Saturday night, they played real well. And then they just collapsed in the fourth quarter. And then they go to Indiana. And they had practice on Sunday. And they had a really good practice on Sunday. And it was a very spirited. And remember, the road thing was messing with them, right? Like, the road thing, I think, was very real. And Horford was struggling to find his way the whole thing. But so so Brett does this almost regroup practice, right? And he does the practice, and I thought it went over well. I thought that they were responding pretty well to it. And they go in the Monday night against the Pacers, and I thought they went in with a real good attitude. Like, they thought they were going to win. They were going to win the game, right, and break that road thing. And they come, same thing. They come out. They play a really good first quarter. They're winning in the third quarter. And then all of a sudden, there was an early fourth quarter collapse. And, you know, that Pacer team. And remember, the Pacers, it was revenge because the Pacers blew them out on New Year's Eve day. Do you remember that game?
Yes.
TJ went nuts.
I think I may have been here to produce that game. And they have trouble in that field house for some reason.
They do. But I don't know if it's, is there a, I'm trying to figure out with Indiana, is it a matchup deal with Indiana?
Well, I think that Miles Turner is certainly one of the few centers that, has served, you know, success against Embiid. You know, not having Sabonis in the bubble, I think is a big, big, big loss for them. And adding, obviously adding Brogdon was, huge.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that game, by the way, 115-97, Indiana won.
Yeah. Do you know what's interesting? I was talking to TJ for this project I'm doing. So I had a conversation with TJ. And he said during the pandemic, he worked out. There's a rich guy in Indiana who's a season ticket holder. So he has it. He's real wealthy. And he's got an indoor basketball court. And TJ would go over to this guy's house in Indiana and shoot him up and work out. Isn't that crazy?
Always great to have somebody you know.
But isn't that nuts? Like here it is. You're thinking, you know, as a professional basketball player, he can go work out anywhere. He's working out at some rich guy's house who's a season Pacers season ticket holder.
I think my man probably got, you know, some signed gear and swag and all that.
Yeah. Well, listen, he doesn't need anything if he's got an indoor basketball court. If you got an indoor court, you're doing well.
You're doing pretty good for yourself.
All right, you're doing well. I have to digress real quick. So, I moved to Chicago when I was fresh out of college, right? And I get no money, right? There's, you know, you have to stay. I know no one. I need to find an apartment. And I was going to work for the Associated Press and this thing called the Sports Network, right? And I was going to be like the Chicago Bureau and I would write about Chicago sports. So I go out to Chicago. I need a place to stay for like 30 days. So I'm looking around and there was a place called the Charlie Club. Are you ready? And it had an indoor, it was like a 24-hour fitness center. And they had studio apartments inside this fitness center. And they had full court basketball. And I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I would go, I'd shoot them up like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was the greatest, except when it got raided one night, there's like 20 cop cars streaming in and the joint gets raided for being a drug operation and cops are following in. I'm looking out of my like studio apartment door and there's cops everywhere. Oh my God.
Just trying to play some hoops.
Yeah. And I was excited because I was like, wow, I can just shoot them up anytime I want. Like, that's a great gift.
Yeah, to be able to go downstairs fresh out of school like that? There's way worse places to live.
It didn't matter they were selling, you know, drugs. They had a basketball court. That's all that mattered. All right, before we get out of here, hockey selections. I'm going to stay away from Flyers for the first game. After the revenge, it's double revenge. You like him against the Bruins?
I don't think I do. I think the Bruins are probably the most complete team in the league this year.
According to Parks, forget, download the Parks Sportsbook app. Use promo code Fanatic for your free $500 bet. Got to be 21, Pennsylvania only, because we're live for Cousins Corner. Tyler, Bruins 134, Flyers bring back 110.
Yeah, I'll probably take the favorites in this one. I know it's, you know, it's scrimmage and things can happen, but it's a good Bruins team. You know, if Tuukka Rask plays well for however long he's in the net, I'm leaning towards them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm starting to talk myself back into the Flyers again. Hey, by the way, Kansas City tonight, the Royals I like. We were talking about this earlier. the Royals against the Dodgers. They got their top prospect pitching for Kansas City. Kid named Singer who throws. He's got great stuff, Tyler. Have you heard of him?
Oh, great stuff. The inflow of products, the prospects coming up recently has been amazing.
I know. Some great stuff. And load up, again, daily bounce back. I know the Giants came back and won and beat the Padres last night. Take the Padres over the Giants. And that'll be your baseball plays for tonight. We're going to kick it back up in full gear starting next week. Brad Feinberg will be with us. We'll have all the games going. So, Cousins Corner, where we take it from the Park Sportsbook and give you all the games. We'll dive deeply into it next week. It's good just to be back here, kind of getting our feet and reacclimated. Sports is back, my brother. Tyler, great stuff as always, man.
Yeah, good to be back with you.
Thanks. We'll be back next week. Enjoy the basket. You'll be watching, right?
Of course.
All right. Devon's coming up next. My man, give him a hug for me, all right? And Joe T, make sure you tell him I was asking for them. Everybody have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.